More news stories now, including the disappointment of the closure of a hub that supported city people and a Norwich City footballer visits a new sports centre. But first, Norwich City Council has bought a £6 million travelodge.
City Hall, which had already spent millions to buy a gym in Kent and a cold store in Corby, bought the Harlow Hotel for £6.2 million last November. Leaders say, against a backdrop of dwindling government grants, it is increasingly having to look at other ways to generate money. Paul Kendrick, Labour Cabinet Member for Financial and Investment Management, said, "The aim, as it has always been, is to generate much-needed income from the rents, which goes on to support council services and deliver the vision for the city."
The new chief executive of Norwich City Council hopes his fresh pair of eyes will help City Hall deal with the challenges facing local government. And Stephen Evans, who started his tenure as the top officer at the council last month, said it was vital cities such as Norwich do not miss out when Whitehall's focus has shifted to levelling up the north of England. Mr. Evans, who succeeds Laura McGilvray after her 14-year stint at the helm of City Hall, said, "It's going to be an ongoing challenge for local government. We're a month away from the government's budget and there's a lot of talk about levelling up. There's going to be challenges, particularly for a city like Norwich. We're likely to see more money for social care, but that goes to the county. The demand for services is going up, but the expectation about services is also increasing. We've got to stand on our own two feet financially, and I think Norwich has negotiated the last 10 years pretty well. We have balanced the budget without big hits to frontline services. The government is talking about levelling up, but that has to be about more than just the north. We have to be part of that conversation." Mr. Evans said he was impressed by what he had seen at City Hall so far and had particular praise for the authorities' home options and homelessness teams.
A hub which offered a string of services to people in Norwich has closed its doors, blaming the loss of a key contract to keep people's gardens tidy for its demise. The Grow organisation, Mow and Grow, and the Beaufort Community Hub shut for the final time. Last September, this newspaper reported how the social enterprise was fighting for its future after Norwich City Council ended a contract with Mow and Grow, which had been in place for more than a decade. That contract had seen the social enterprise maintain gardens for tenants, but the not-for-profit organisation was left £50,000 worth off when the City Council decided not to re-tender the contract. Alex Cosgrove, the organisation's chief executive, had appealed for people to help the organisation survive by using its gardening service. It also looked to expand its wellbeing services, which already included a popular drop-in session for army veterans. However, the social enterprise has permanently closed its doors, bringing the services it offered to an end.
A brand new state-of-the-art hospice is on track for construction next year after an anonymous person donated £500,000 towards it. For 40 years, the Priscilla Bacon Lodge in Norwich has delivered specialist end-of-life care for the people of Norfolk. But a growing population has created a level of demand that cannot be met in a building that has become inadequate. The lodge was originally funded by the people of Norfolk, and as the trust behind it wants to create a 24 inpatient hospice, it is once again seeking the community to come together to raise the much-needed £12.5 million. A fundraising appeal was launched for the Priscilla Bacon Hospice in 2019, and a tremendous response from the people of Norfolk and Waveney has resulted in donations exceeding £5 million, but there is still a long way to go. However, Mike Nicholas, chief executive of the fundraising campaign, has thanked an anonymous individual from Waveney whose £500,000 donation has put the campaign close to halfway to its target. This is a very generous private donation, which will make a huge difference to the appeal, he said. It also demonstrates that people across Norfolk are backing this important campaign to revolutionise the provision of hospice care in the region. We are thrilled with this donation and we hope it will inspire others to support the appeal. According to the Trust, the donor, who lives in the Waveney area, was inspired by the vision to transform the buildings and facilities that deliver specialist palliative and end-of-life care for the people of Norfolk and North Suffolk.
A Norwich City footballer has seen up close how a new multi-million pound sports hub is edging closer to a £1 million fundraising target. Defender Sam Barham was given a tour of the Nest on Holt Road in Horsford, which included the first look at the £4.6 million second stage of building works. The second project will add multi-use indoor spaces, an IT suite, a 3G artificial football match, a cafe, and changing areas to the community hub. In support of the second stage, in October, the Build the Nest campaign was launched with the aim to raise the final £1 million needed. And the Norwich City Football Club have pledged to match funds up to £500,000. Since then, around £200,000 has been raised and match funded by the Carrow Road Club, leaving the campaign currently £600,000 short of the £1 million target. The Nest is a multi-purpose community hub that has been designed to provide the ideal environment for the foundation to address local issues such as social mobility, health and well-being, education and training, disability sports and community cohesion, as well as providing facilities for grassroots football, sports participation and events. It was also become the new home for Norwich City Women FC. Sam Byram said, "It's great to see the start of the project here, and I'm looking forward to seeing, as it goes on, the progress it's made and the building when it's finished."
Now to our first feature, which is written by Derek James. A new book about the Gerald family tells the story of how a gentleman from Woodbridge moved to Norwich, where a world-famous business we have come to love and cherish was established. The reader is Sarah Lusher.